If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. So the left, right? The cancel culture, radical left. And I'm telling you, it's cannibalistic. It'll eat itself. Tells you all the time that they're all about protecting women and minorities. They're the party of women and minorities, right? Are they? Well, it's kind of weird because a person who is a biological man, Rachel Levine, just won Woman of the Year, I believe, from USA Today. Wow. That's kind of weird, shutting out women in the Woman of the Year category. That doesn't sound like you're all about protecting women. So Sydney Watson, who's been on my radio show before, she has a show on The Blaze, she's very good, put out this tweet, and I thought, this really sums it up about how the left claims to protect women, but is really attacking women, and therefore they're going to run out of people to attack soon. It's inherently cannibalistic. Here's the tweet, quote, this is so spot on. Women have nothing left that's ours. Anyone can appropriate our sex. We're referred to as bleeders and pregnant people. Biological men beat us out of our own spaces. The word woman doesn't have any definition or meaning. And we're expected to accept our own erasure. It's gross. Sydney Watson's obviously a woman and a proud one. Gosh, you see right. When she's talking about bleeders, here's what she was talking about with her tweet. There's some company, Yappy, I've never heard of it. And they put out this message on one of their social media accounts. Supposedly it's a company targeted where women is their target audience. And they, this is unbelievable. Listen to this, Joe. Most bleeders know they are impacted by their period, but unfortunately aren't in touch with their feelings and symptoms in the other phases of their cycle. We are here to change that.
Wow.
Think about this. Can you imagine being defined down to your biological functions? That's what woman, you're not a woman. You're just a, so what are guys, Joe? Are they peers? Are we standing peers?
What are we? Yeah, peers would be
good. Are we burpers? Burpers, maybe? We burp a little more than we burpers. What do you think? Are we head scratchers? We scratch our heads a lot.
Gassers?
Are we caboose? Yeah, that's a good point, Joe. Yeah, I tend to do that more too.
Yeah. Are we,
you caught me off guard. I wasn't ready for that. We're laughing about it, but we're only laughing because it's true.
Right.
So if you're a woman, it's perfectly okay to reduce a woman down to biological functions and calling them bleeders. You have no value outside of your biological functions. Why is the left imploding on itself and attacking its own people? Because of two reasons. And Candace Owens knocks it out of the park in this bit of audio I'm about to play here. She sums up what I've been telling you. You may be saying, well, Dan, if the movement is cannibalistic, it's going to eat itself and it eventually has to burn out because they're running out of victims. They're attacking women now. They're attacking minorities. Eventually, it's going to implode on itself. If that's going to happen, right, then why do they keep doing it? Candace Owens summed this up beautifully on Tucker's show. I want you to listen to every minute of this. Check this out.
Once the country was aspiring towards not being able to judge each other by the color of our skin, now we basically say, no, we have to only judge each other exclusively by the color of our skin. Same thing in the category of feminism, right? Early feminism, we were trying to create a space for women that was separate from men. We wanted women's sports. We wanted women to be able to compete differently. We had women that train, you know, from the time that they're kids all the way up through college, to trying to compete at the level to say against other women. Well, now you can just throw on a wig and say, actually, I'm a woman too, and you can crush all of their records. Because it's so progressive, it's actually regressive. We're actually erasing women. And sadly, it was the feminists that got behind this early on that didn't have the courage to say, no, actually, that's a man that we're looking at, and feminists should be fighting this tooth and nail. By the way, where's Hillary Clinton? I don't want her perspective on Russia and Ukraine. I want to hear her perspective on this category. I want to hear her perspective on the person who ran on, oh my gosh, women are so oppressed, and I'm a woman, and vote for me because I'm a woman. She seems suspiciously quiet on this topic. Doesn't want to really touch this topic about men taking the spots of women, something that is actually representing an existential crisis for these young women who I said earlier are competing. sitting in these categories. So it's ridiculous. Bigger question, Tucker, why are they doing this? You always have to ask with the left, because it's always something Machiavellian, and it gets back to Marxist ideology over and over again. It's always about disrupting the family unit. The government gains more power when people are confused, right? If you don't know whether you're a woman or a man, you're not going to have a functional nuclear family unit, right? Instead, you're going to be dysfunctional. Dysfunctional people tend to rely upon the government. That's what's happening right now. That's what you're seeing this push for.
Amen, Sister Candace. Amen.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. The government gains power when people are confused and chaos. How many times have I told you fear and chaos are the coin of the realm for the left? Why? Because a chaotic, fearful, fright-filled group of people without an orientation of where true north is, right? They will always seek some kind of safety and stability. That's where the leftist, the socialist, comes in and tries to fill that role. Look, mommy and daddy government will supply what you need. We'll fill that hole in your life. Now, that has been a hole in your life that's traditionally been filled by the nuclear family unit, which consists of a biological male father, a biological mother, and children living in a home with allegiance to some family values and sets of principles passed down from generation to generation. The left hates that. It's competition with government. So they have to dismantle the nuclear family, which consists of an objective category. Men, women, children. They hate that. That the family is competition with the state. And what better way to dismantle the nuclear family than to attack the very essence of biological sex? Sex isn't tied to marriage. Sex isn't tied to anything. It isn't even tied to the act of birthing a person. I mean, you're a bleeder, right? Are you a birther too? James Lindsay, almost at Joe Rogan or the Tim Pool show, where James Lindsay said that socialists and communists have always had this idea of year zero, where you have to wipe the slate clean. You can't have any attachment to family or a collective U.S. history or anything. The left doesn't want competition with those crazy ideas of liberty and freedom and the American Revolution and all those nutty things. It's competition for the state. Wipe it out. Year zero, start over. No objective truths, only truths bestowed upon you by the state. Now, this cancerous rot where women are losing in sports to men, where women are being attacked, they can't even be woman of the year anymore. Where women are referred to only by their biological functions, birthers, bleeders. The diminishment of women, the wiping out, they can't even describe what a woman is. This will eat itself alive. But evidence that they are losing, the Virginia election, New Jersey election, people are waking up. The essence of gaslighting is to isolate people from the truth. And the left can't do that anymore. There's too much out there on social media. There's too many conservative outlets. They can't lie to you and isolate you from the truth anymore. The truth is getting out. How do I know? Washington Examiner article, Paul Bedard. 4 in 10 New Yorkers want to leave the state. They want out of the, quote, vampire state. But additional evidence that this thing, this movement, this metastasizing cannibalistic cancer is eating itself alive. As they suffer the ramifications of it, it's imploding on itself, and people who voted for it are now trying to escape it. Let's hope they don't vote for it where they leave. Here's another story I saw yesterday. Wall Street Journal opinion piece, James Freeman. Is San Francisco the most intolerant place on earth? I have to tell you guys, I'm sorry. This is the funniest story I have seen in weeks. So apparently San Francisco, every time a conservative state passes a law they don't like, they boycott the state. Did you know this? So they're boycotting now 28 states, Joe. Whoa. So that's created a bit of a problem for the cannibalistic imploding San Francisco liberals, who, by the way, just voted out members of the school board as it implodes on itself right there. Liberal members of the school board. This guy says San Francisco is now boycotting most of the United States. And the sanctions they're imposing are presenting a challenge for the city. San Francisco can't forge the parts it needs to keep its buses running, fix its buildings, or run its computers. It has to buy things, lots of things from elsewhere, and they can't because they're boycotting 28 states. These idiots and the San Francisco government who boycotted everyone are destroying their citizens' lives. They can't even fix their own city because they're boycotting everything. Showing you how this gaslighting is not working. Politico, otherwise known as Hitico, you know what I mean, has a poll. Despite all of the ridiculous gaslighting about a bill in Florida that doesn't exist, a don't say gay bill, which is a debunked conspiracy theory, there is no bill in Florida, I will say for the 100th time, that bans saying gay. There isn't a bill in Florida that mentions gay in terms of don't say gay. And there's not a don't say gay bill. It doesn't exist. There is a bill, however, that prevents sexual indoctrination in school from kids from kindergarten to third grade. Sounds kind of reasonable to me. So despite endless efforts at gaslighting and trying to convince the American public here that a don't say gay bill exists in Florida, look at this poll, Politico. Slim majority of U.S. voters who were polled, 51%, support banning the teaching of sexual orientation and gender identity from kindergarten through third grade, while only 35% are opposed, according to poll results. Sounds like a 16-point differential. Doesn't sound like it's slim to me. Majority may be slim, but the differential certainly not. The public's caught on to this scam, ladies and gentlemen. They're leaving liberal states. They're getting involved locally, picking up what's happening in school boards, finally running in local elections, kicking out school board members, leaving liberal states in droves. Just please don't come down here with that liberal crap. The polling is turning in our direction. Despite the propaganda, the left is melting down, ladies and gentlemen. They are desperately trying. They're desperately trying to wipe away any objective truth. The reason the left is freaking out about not being able to teach sexually inappropriate things to kids in kindergarten through third grade, the reason they're freaking out that it's going to be banned in Florida public schools now, is because it's an essential component of their plan. The only way to wipe out any objective truths, nuclear family, biological sex, and make you in that chaos seek stability in government is to start the kids early. Because by the time those kids are in sixth and seventh grade, they figured it out. They figured it out that there are objective truths. That's why they're melting down that they can't do this. Don't ever forget that.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.